UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
You're listening to The V-Show with Bob Valvano on ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Playoffs are finally here.
Didn't know what I was talking about there?
No idea. There's only a few more games left before the champion is crowned. Don't get caught saying, wait till next year, like all those other teams. Get in on the action this weekend with the DraftKings Sportsbook app. You know what the best, highest-rated sportsbook app in America is? It's DraftKings.
That's going to be my guess.
Would have been a good guess. And they have great promotions running every single day, from odds boosts to free bets. Oh, DraftKings has it all. And to top it off, DraftKings Sportsbook is making their best sign-up offer to date right now. You're not going to want to miss it. Here's how that works. Download, you got to do it in sequence or it won't make any sense. Like, for example, if you enter the code before you download the app, then people are going to be wondering, why are you putting a code on the grocery store app? It doesn't do you any good. You got to do it on their app. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and then use our code, WHBE. For a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus of up to $1,000. That's right, $1,000. DraftKings Sportsbook is going all out with a sign-up bonus of up to $1,000. Don't forget, that's code WHBE. And get your sign-up bonus of up to $1,000 only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Indiana only. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires a 25-time playthrough. Restrictions do apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Well, then call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. There you go. As we like to do each week at this time, get you ready for the weekend. Take a look at the top 25 basketball matchups and also take a look at the some text is what I was going to do. Let's see if we can get some more text in there. There's some things coming in about teams. Somebody says, Archie, I assume they talk, obviously, no, not being sarcastic here. Is Archie Miller overrated? I'm always trying to give you a criteria for how I answer because it's easy to just say, yes, he is. No, he's not. And the one is when fans don't ever think their coach wins enough unless he wins every single game. And I'm not saying that even if you're trying to be objective about it, you think he hasn't done as good a job as he could have there. You're entitled to your opinion. But I think there's a couple of things at work here. I mean, they worked very hard. They got Romeo Langford. That was an absolutely great get in terms of the competition to try and get that young man. And I don't think he had worked out nearly as well. Some guys are not ready to be on that stage. And I think that a lot of that was on him. And it's not a matter of, oh, the coach is good and the players. But I'm just saying, when you get that guy, it makes the people get all excited that, hey, okay, we're back. We're there. And I'm gauging by his teams at Dayton. I had them a bunch of times. I thought they played over their talent level. In other words, he completely maximized what talent he had, which is what a coach should be doing. They seemed, watched their practices. I thought he's a good teacher. I thought the kids bought into what he was doing. So I think, you know, I don't think he's overrated, but I understand the frustration to some. I mean, I get it. I don't completely buy into it just yet, especially in light of the fact it's very, very hard to get your head around where a guy really is, given the fact that players leave. I mean, Romeo comes in the old days. You got a kid like that, even if he had a sucky first year, you know, you got him for 2-3 more years. Now, forget it. If he's not good in 2 months, forget about 2 years. You're trying to rebuild your team. I really don't know how guys do it. It's very tough, and I'm not saying feel bad for them. They're highly compensated. I get all that, but I look at it, and it's very difficult to get a gauge. So I go by the things that, you know, I can actually hands on. I see their game prep. I see their level of performance relative to how the talent level that's perceived there. And, you know, I think he does a good job. But, again, it's the same thing with Louisville fans right now. They get all excited, and they should, because everybody who was a person of repute who does recruiting for a living, you may follow it, but you don't do it for a living, and I certainly don't do it for a living. I'm a let's wait till they get here kind of guy. And so – I go by what the experts tell me, and everybody said they were going to have an impossible time to get going for about 3, 4, 5 years. And instead, even if you dispute, well, it should have been a top 10 class, it was actually only a top 15 class. But the fact of the matter, it was a good class. But everybody got so excited because there was such a strong reaction because people were so surprised that they were able to recruit effectively that I think they expected these guys to just come in. I really do think the one-and-done mindset has changed the way we see the world to the point unrealistically. I mean, really, because, you know, you look at – not everybody comes in is going to be a Zion Williamson or an Anthony Davis. I mean, they're just – they're going to be guys that in the old days you'd be excited about getting, but it would take a little while to develop. And you know, used to take a couple of years. Now we don't even want to give them a couple of months. And so people get – frustrated. And again, I'm not here to tell you it's America, feel however you want to feel, but if you're asking me to evaluate it as best you can on a professional level, I mean, I think the guy does a good job. He's recruited well, and they just, you know, some guys have not. Now, if you want to blame, I'm not close enough in fairness, when I say something like that about like Louisville, I'm close enough to it. I'm you know, right next to the timeout huddles. I listen to the communication. I go to some practices. So I can tell you that. I don't know. I wasn't at India. Maybe at practices, you know, it was a mess. I don't know. So I don't know that. But I see what they're trying to do strategically. And I've watched his other teams. And, you know, I don't know. I think he does he's a very capable coach. But, you know, again, your reaction is whatever your reaction is going to be. I'm not trying to cop out on them. I'm just trying to be fair to the people who are frustrated. But I mean, there are some guys that you watch and you go to their shoot around and you'll say, I don't even know what the hell they're trying to do. I don't see that with them at all. That's the whole point. Unfortunately for the college basketball, I don't know why they do this. Like the NFL spreads are out now. Why doesn't college basketball release the point spreads for the games any more in more advance than they do? Is there a reason that I don't understand why that is? Because I don't think the spreads are even out for tomorrow, are they? No, they're not. There's no point spreads out for tomorrow, which makes the Friday show very tough because there's only two top 25 teams in action tonight. So I can give you those, though, and then I'll take a look at some other teams. Friday's not a big night for Division I basketball. In fact, there are only 6, 8, 10, 11 games. But, you know, Wright State against IUPUI pays just as well as an ACC game or a Big Ten game, so what the hell? I'll give you the numbers. You do what you want with them. Makes it easier so I don't have to cherry pick which ones we want to use. This is the schedule for tonight. Akron hosts Ball State, and Akron in this game is a 4-point favorite. The Sagarins say they should be a 5.5-point favorite, so that would be a no play. Buffalo, Nate Oates' old school, goes on the road to take on Miami of Ohio. And Buffalo is actually a very small favorite in this game by 1.5. And the Sagarins say that is exactly on the number. They should be exactly a point and a half favorite. So Butler, this is an interesting game. Butler, of course, in the rankings. And they go to Providence, where Butler is a 1.5-point favorite on the road against Providence. They should be a 3-point favorite. So that's not a play either. Maryland takes on Iowa on the road. Maryland in the rankings. Iowa not an easy place to play. Maryland's a 2-point favorite. Sagarin Shea, they should be a 1.5-point favorite. No real discrepancy there. Monmouth is a home game against Canisius. You probably couldn't name a player on either of those teams, but the tickets cash just the same. Monmouth is a 4.5-point favorite at home. They should be a 6-point favorite. And if you go by recency, it should be almost 10-point favorite. So I would call that a lean for the home team for Monmouth. Northern Kentucky's on the road taking on Illinois-Chicago. Northern Kentucky in this game is a 1-point favorite. They should be a 2.5-point favorite. That would be a no play. Princeton, who is not that good this year, after being so good for so long, 5-8. Princeton is home against Penn, and Princeton is a 1-point favorite. They should be a 2-point favorite. Not much discrepancy there. Quinnipiac takes on Niagara. Quinnipiac is an 8-point favorite at home. They should be a 9-point favorite. Not sure I'd play that either. Rider takes on Iona College. Those are my two brothers' schools. My brother Nick went to Rider. My brother Jim coached at Iona. So how about that?
Well, that's pretty cool. Battle of the Valvano.
Kind of.
Alma maters.
Let's see. Well, according to this, should Jim win or Nick win? It's kind of like Jamie versus Nicholas. Let's see.
Well, there we go.
Let's see.
Go Rider.
You know, Rider's favored. Rider's not only a 6.5-point favorite, the Sagarins say they should be an 8.5-point favorite.
Bada bing.
So maybe to take Rider and lay the points. How about that? Nick getting some revenge there. And we wrap it up with the game I mentioned at the very beginning. Wright State at IUPUI. Wright State is the favorite in this game by 10.5. It should only be 9.5, so that's really not a play. So I skipped one. I'm sorry. I skipped Manhattan, Steve Masiello's old school. Manhattan is playing at Fairfield. Manhattan is a 0.5-point favorite, and in fact, no, excuse me, Manhattan is a 2-point underdog. The Sagarins say they should be a 0.5-point favorite. How about that? So there's a play. So the two plays would be, I hate taking road teams, though, but Manhattan at 6-5, Fairfield's just 5-9, so you could take Manhattan, but the better play is the other one I gave you, which was what? Which was...
Ryder?
No. Ryder's not a bad play either. Right, but that's a lot of points to lay. I forgot, what was the other one I said? Was it Monmouth? Monmouth is a 4.5-point favorite. Yes, that was the one. They should be a 6-point favorite. In recency, they should be a 9.5-point favorite and they're playing home. So the best plays by the sheer numbers, not having seen a play of the teams involved, would be Monmouth is probably the better play is of all of them. Monmouth and Manhattan are the two best plays. Manhattan's on the road, though, always makes me nervous, but those would be the two. And then if you absolutely must, Rider at Iona. Rider at home against Iona, but that's a lot of points to lay for a conference game. It's 6.5. Still kind of a lot. Had a 3-team parlay last night, Yahoo, which was nice. Money lines, basically, but teams I've seen, so I took them. Except the only one I took a spread, Hofstra, was a 6.5-point underdog at Northeastern. I was like, that's crazy, and they won outright. So that was a good one. And then the other two were just money lines. Sorry to Richard Pitino, but I didn't think Michigan State was losing at home. We took them on the money line. And then Siena, a very, very tough place to play. If you got a team doesn't have a great record going into Siena, takes the – I'm serious. I've coached there. That's one of those little, small, low-major schools that is a bitch to play at. And they won also. So there was your 3-team parlay. So there you go. But tonight, if you're going to play them, it would be Manhattan. And it would be Ryder, and Monmouth is probably the best one at home. Monmouth winning record meets all the criteria. They're playing at home, playing a team with a losing record. They have a winning record themselves. They're only laying 4.5 points, not a lot. They should be laying as many as 8 or 9. So Monmouth, we'll see if that plays out. I'll tell you what will play out. If you got some credit card debt, well, here's the way for you to get rid of it and get rid of it in a beautiful, beautiful, coherent, and easy fashion. How? Well, the holidays are over. Chances are you've got some balances on your credit card. not surprisingly. If you've got those high-interest credit cards that you've been used over the holidays and the bills are coming in and you're saying, oh, what did I do? Here's a way to ease your mind. Pay off your credit card balances and save a lot of money with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. You can roll multiple credit card payments into just one payment at a lower fixed rate. LightStream's credit card consolidation loans have rates as low as 5.95 APR with AutoPay. Now, size 5 and 9, I don't know, is that low or not? Well, let me put it to you this way. The average national interest rate for credit cards, average, is over 20%. You're talking about under 6%. Yes, you have a high balance on credit cards. That adds up to hundreds of dollars. That's what you'd save. Not to mention the ease with taking all these credit cards and all these different payments and putting them into one place and paying it off through that credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. There's no fees, no application fees, no origination fees, no transaction fees, no prepayment penalties, nothing. The application is so quick and easy, you'll be pleasantly surprised, and you can apply right from your phone. LightStream believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they'll deliver to you. Remember, just for our listeners, if you apply now, you get a special interest rate discount. But the only way to get that discount is to go to lightstream.com/Valvano. That's LIGHTSTREAM. Lightstream.com/Valvano. It's subject to credit approval. Rate includes a 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Valvano to get more information. So there you go. Big weekend of sports here. U of L takes on Notre Dame tomorrow. In fact, I'm headed to the airport right from here. We'll head up to South Bend with the Cards to see them take on the Fighting Irish, and we've got you covered here on ESPN Louisville. Marcus Maben has the Louisville basketball pregame show at 1 o'clock on 93.9 The Ville, and immediately after the game to the Coors Light postgame show with Ethan Moore live from Wick's Pizza and Hikes Point, also on 93.9 The Ville. We're the first place in town that'll take your calls. You'll hear from Coach Mack. You'll hear player sound and a lot more for U of L and Notre Dame. Before that, UK gets underway at noon against Alabama. Kentucky on the hardwood, taking on the Crimson Tide. Immediately after the game, Jason Entz and Terry Brown have the Kentucky Farm Bureau Insurance post-game show. That's on ESPN 680, 105.7. Same drill for the Cat fans. First place in town where you'll have your opportunity for calls. You'll get instant reaction from fellow fans. You'll hear from head coach John Calipari. Locker room sound and a lot more. UK, Alabama here on ESPN 680, 105.7. Don't forget those numbers we just gave you as we projected the games for this weekend. ESPN Louisville uses the Caesars Sportsbook for lines and odds presented by the book at Caesars Southern Indiana. I've not been there since they finished the renovation. Everybody's telling me it's spectacular. Can't wait to see it. That's where Kentuckiana bets sports, at Caesars Southern Indiana. I think that pretty much takes care of all the business, except for telling you about a pizza. A lot of people, Friday's a big night to order pizza. Why not take advantage of our code? RadioXL gets you a two-topping extra-large pizza and a two-liter for just $14. Go to PapaJohns.com or use the Papa John's app, and you can save yourself some money and have some delicious pizza. So there you go. No, I can do that too, but I'm not going to do it right now. I'll do that before I depart for the aeropuerto. So we'll see. Big game for Louisville. Louisville's schedule, as we've talked about, this is Kentucky's got a chance here, I think, to get some momentum. They don't play the stronger teams, but the SEC making some strides. The guy at Alabama's got a hell of a coach, good guy, Nate Oates. They're going to be good. I'm not sure they're quite there yet, but Kentucky's got a chance, some home games, and then the stronger teams in the league they don't get till the end of January and into February. Louisville's kind of in the other boat in the sense of where they're playing. Right now, they start a stretch where five of their next seven games are on the road. They're at Notre Dame, at Pitt, at Duke. Then they come home for Georgia Tech, who's a little bit better than some people evidently thought, and Clemson, and then they go on the road to Boston College, who evidently is a little bit better than people thought as well, before they wrap up that stretch by going to NC State. So this is I know it sounds cliched, I know it sounds trite, Chris Mack talks about it all the time, but it's absolutely true. You have got to be in a mindset of one game at a time. You're not worried about down the stretch or the whole big picture or 5 of 7 away or any of that. Right now, you're focused on a Notre Dame team that is 10-5. And Louisville is going to have to get back to business here. They won their first conference road game and they went to Miami, but then they played 13 of their first 15 games at home or neutral location. Now they start a road trip, as we said, that culminates in probably the hardest of the road games in the league when they go to Cameron Indoor Stadium. So they'll take on Notre Dame. ESPN's predictor says Louisville has a 61% chance to win the game. So we'll see how that plays out. Louisville and in Notre Dame both are about mid-70s in scoring, 75 points actually for each of them. But Louisville's a little bit the better defensive team. They give up four fewer points per game. Louisville shoots 46%, Notre Dame just 42. So from the field, the percentage is the same. But the rebounding is almost dead even. In fact, it is dead even to the tenth of a point. They each get 40.3 rebounds per game. And so I don't think there's going to make up a lot of possessions off the backboard. I think they're going to have to make up those possessions by making sure they do not turn the ball over because they're not pressing, they're not trapping. Notre Dame is a very good passing team. Louisville cannot give them extra possessions. They're going to have to just get in there and grind and take care of the ball, not give up easy shots, all the cliches, but they're true. And then, if they can outshoot them percentage-wise, we'll see if they can do that. Mike Bray, his teams were notoriously, for a long time, really poor defensively. I mean, he'd tell you that himself. The last few years, they've gotten a lot better, but Louisville's probably still the better defensive team, and they're going to have to prove it because I don't think this game's going to come down to a lot of extra possessions. Certainly, I think the backboards will be about even. That's assuming Louisville takes care of the ball. That would be the only thing that could undermine everything is if they are careless with the ball and give Notre Dame a bunch of extra possessions. We'll see how that plays out. Hey, don't forget about our friends at Vitality Wellness and Weight Loss. Vitality is the place that, as the name implies, not only helps you look better and lose weight, but you are not only feel better, but you absolutely will be better because they tailor a plan just to what your body needs. They do a full body scan with this little program that you put your hand on a tablet, and electronically, within 20 minutes, it tells you everything that's going on and all the supplements that you need. And they will tailor it just to what you need. Your plan will be different than your friends, and mine is different than Nick's, which would be different than yours. That's how it works. That's the beauty of it, because your body is sending you signals all the time. Hey, I need this, I need that. And we don't know how to interpret them a lot of times. It's very often why we keep eating, because we don't really understand what the signal is. Hey, I'm missing this. And so we eat the same stuff we've been eating. And you say to yourself, gee, I still feel like I'm missing something. Yes, because you didn't eat the stuff that your body needed. You didn't read the signs the way they should be. Well, this reads it for you. And they'll give you supplements to make sure that you're getting all of those things you need. And that makes you feel healthier and more satisfied and, quite frankly, be a lot healthier as well. I know my blood pressure went down dramatically, and I was stunned when it did. It had always been high for, I don't know, 20 years probably, and it was now not only much lower, it was in that perfect range, 110 over 65. I actually made them do it twice because I couldn't believe it. I was like, no, your machine must be screwed up. And it was right. And nothing else had changed in my life other than doing Vitality. So it's great if you look better. Certainly everybody wants to look better. Certainly losing weight is wonderful, but you'll be better. That's why it's called Vitality Wellness and Weight Loss. Give them a call. Two locations, one in Southern Indiana, one here in Louisville, right off Bardstown Road. Tell them we sent you. And we are, we did it. We lost about, I don't know, I lost close to 40 pounds. Then I've been off it for the holidays. And, we do live, and that's the thing. And we're going to get right back on it. And we'll be giving you updates again start next week and looking forward to it, actually. I've never uttered that sentence before, looking forward to getting back on a weight loss program. But I do with this one because they show you how to eat, and it's delicious, and it fits your lifestyle, and you will be healthier and feel great. And so that's how it works for me. That's how it'll work for you. Don't forget the name, Vitality Wellness and Weight Loss. I'm headed to the airport. I really don't know what Nick's going to do for the rest of the program. Maybe do local bowling scores from the leagues.
It's going to be knock knock jokes, actually. So call in 267-9680. Knock knock. Who's there?
My lawyer just sent me a joke. It's hilarious that I could tell on the air, but I would be fired immediately. Very funny, though.
I feel like, would that be irony?
Is that some the lawyer would get me fired?
Well, yeah.
Fired and then represent me against the station. Where right. We'd sue him for,
I stand that joke was hilarious, Your Honor.
Exactly. All right, everybody. Have a great weekend.
Actually, we do have, we're going to replay Ashton Hagens' interview. His media availability from earlier today, followed by Coach Cal.
Coach Cal.
Be the take with Andy Sweeney. So it'll be back-to-back pressers. I have them spliced together.
Can't beat that.
Throw to it when
stick.
We get back. And then maybe, I don't know, sprinkle in my 2 cents that no one wants to hear about.
That's not true. Don't dismiss yourself that way. In the Western Athletic Conference, I'll give you four teams. You tell me who's in last place.
Okay.
Cal State, Bakersfield.
Them. Bakersfield.
Seattle, Utah Valley, or Chicago State?
Bakersfield.
Nope. Chicago State is 1-14 overall.
Is that where Scottie Pippen went? Chicago State?
No. Scottie Pippen went some Division II school in Arkansas.
Oh, Arkansas State. I'm an idiot.
No, you're not an idiot. You
no,
just
who?
The wrong school.
Somebody went to Chicago.
Well, I'm sure somebody went there because they don't start. It would be amazing if they won a game with no players.
Was it Ron Harper?
Oh, my God. You're going to make me do this now? It's a good job out of you. You have no idea who went there. You're just
No. I could have sworn somebody. I thought a decent player went to Chicago State.
All right, let's see. Chicago State.
Like a prominent NBA player.
Kanye West.
Maybe that's
He didn't play there.
No. I don't think he did. Yeezy.
Distinguished.
Well, maybe that's what it. So it was graduation alumni. About Chicago State?
Outstanding young alumni. Outstanding. There's no here. They don't even list any athletes on their webpage. Oh, these are the alumni awards. I don't want
Wait
alumni
a minute.
Awards. Here we go. Here's the Wikipedia page. Athletics. Here we go. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're thinking of Josephine DeAngelo, the left fielder who played in the girls' professional baseball league
every
in 43
time. I always get him mixed
yeah,
up.
Yeah, with Ron Harper.
Him and her.
And Bob Janicek, the goaltender for the Chicago Blackhawks from 83 to 84.
He was actually, I think, the backup tendee on the 80 Miracle team. I'm not even making that up.
Well, the fact of the matter is there's nobody you've ever heard of. Tony Whedon, Willie
nope.
White,
nope.
Royce Perrin, Wayne Molas, who if I'm not mistaken, I don't want to cast aspersions, but I think he was involved in the gambling scandal. Was he not? No, he wasn't.
I feel like I'm getting crushed on the text line.
No. Chico Hernandez was the vice champion. This is the perfect way for the V show to end for this week. We have actually gone down a rabbit hole. Where I promise you, I'm the only sports host in America who's telling you that I have the name of the World Cup vice champion in Sambo wrestling. The hell is Sambo wrestling? Chico Hernandez, James Chico Hernandez, Sambo wrestling. Or Sambo wrestling, which sounds even worse. That's a racial slur here in the United States. It's a Soviet martial art originated in Russia. The word Sambo is an acronym.
Do they actually? Is that the one that like wrestles bears?
Self-defense without weapons.
Oh, okay,
it's relatively
cool.
Modern. It was started in the 1920s by the Soviet NKVD and Red Army to improve hand-to-hand combat abilities of the servicemen.
Based on this photo, it looks like throws are very important.
Yes, because
like
these guys getting chucked all around.
This dude.
Well, congratulations to James Chico Hernandez, our Sambo wrestling champion. From Chicago State. That's who Nick was thinking of. And God knows, if I had a dollar for every time somebody has confused Ron Harper for Chico Hernandez, I'd have no
or
money
Scottie
at all.
Pippen.
All right, everybody. Have a great weekend. See you Monday.
You're listening to the V Show podcast. Listen to Bob Valvano weekdays noon to 3 only on ESPN 680 and online at ESPNLouisville.com. More V-Show with Bob Valvano is now, right here, on ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Well, no Bobby V. He's off to South Bend for the Cards and Irish. We're going to wrap up the show here with a little bit of UK sound, however. Coach Cal and Ashton Hagens met with the media earlier today. Their presser brought to you by our friends at UPS Jobs. Graduate debt-free. Learn more about the UPS Loop program and Metro College at upsjobs.com. I'm a proud Metro College alum, so I always get a little tingle when I get to say that. But the take with Andy Sweeney will be on the other side of this. Without further ado, Ashton Hagens, Coach Cal.
How did it do after? Was a lot of pain after when all meds and adrenaline wore off?
He put the ice pack on as soon as the game was over and just to let it get numb a little bit, so I can't really feel nothing, so I can put the boot back on and keep it that way. But, you know, I can't really feel nothing, so it was just that was the good thing about it. And we just moved on from there.
And it looks like you're good now. You're practicing?
Oh, yeah, I'm good.
Cal said after the game he gives you a lot of leeway. How has that trust and confidence developed over the last year and a half?
I feel like he's just been watching me and just watching me grow. I feel like I'm becoming like a better leader, but not fully all the way there yet. But I'm working on it. You know, we got Nate over there. He's helping me out a lot. Not only me, but EJ, Nick, and everyone else. You know, and we're just getting better as the season goes along.
It's a big road win. Do you think this team can be a good road team? And what constitutes a good road team in your mind?
Of course. You know, Cal always come in with a bunch of freshmen, so it's going to be hard to win on the road. With this team, same thing. Young guys going into a tough environment to play in. You know, so could you win in that tough environment? And, you know, these guys came in and did that, so I believe this team would be real good on the road.
There seemed to be a lot of motivation about that celebration at halftime. Was that the case from what Georgia was doing?
I mean, we didn't really see it, but we seen it after the game and was like, dang, it was that. It was turnt. But, you know, we just had to come back in, went in the locker room, and, you know, just got right, talked about it, what we were seeing, messing up out there, things like that, and just went out and fixed it.
The three-pointers you guys hit in transition a lot. You guys were down five. Maxie hits a three, quickly hits a three. You guys were in quick rhythm. Do you guys shoot better that way normally?
I don't really look at it as that. I would just say we have a bunch of real good shooters, and if we hit, and we hit. But, you know, if the guys open and shooting, if they shooting and hitting, then that's just what type of game it is.
It seemed like for part of this year, as much, even though you've improved your shooting, you were a little hesitant. There were times you were passing up open shots. That was not really the case.
Last game?
In Athens, yeah, you just came out trigger happy. What happened there? Were you just really amped up to play in that game?
Yeah, you can say that. The coaches was talking to me about it before the game. Just like keep my cool, don't really try to go out here and do too much. But
you couldn't help yourself?
Nah, I couldn't. You know, they said I had put up at least 10 shots when we went into halftime. I'm like, dang, I don't normally do this. Let me go out here and try to chill the second half. But, you know, I had the family in. I had over 50 people at the game, so I was just trying to, you know, put on a show for them. But, you know, at least we came out with a dub.
Ashton, what's the next step for this team? What do you guys have to do?
Just keep building, keep learning, listen to the old guys like Nate, Nick, and things like that, and just keep working together and know that we need each other back on these tough road wins. I mean, on these tough road games and things like that.
Ashton, what are the chances that any time in his first 2 years, Nick would have actually caught that bounce pass you threw him? I mean, it seems like that's the kind of play he was never going to make before that he's making now.
Nah, Nick probably wouldn't have caught that last year, but, you know, he got the gloves on now. He's ready for anything that comes his way. You know, I'm just happy for him.
As a guy who's been here with him for part of that struggle, what is it like to see him thriving like this? And how different does he seem to you?
It's amazing, you know, because last year, Nick, it was just him and his own world type. But now you just see him interacting with everybody, talking, you know, just on the court, yelling, you know, screaming. That's what we need. You know, I've tried to tell him since day one, since I stepped on campus, bro, we go as you go. So, you know, I try to tell him, you bring that energy on the floor, we all going to be behind you the rest of the time we out there together. So, you know, seeing him do what he do, it's amazing.
And you talk about what did you think of that, the lineup in the second half, the three guards plus Nate and Nate? How'd you think that performed?
I think it was a real good lineup that we had in. You know, we had Nate was in. He was fresh, so he was knocking down shots. That was one of the reasons we did that lineup. But, you know, Nate, he helps that lineup a lot because, you know, the guards can get in the lane. And if we don't have none, we can just kick it out, create. If he's out there, we got faith in him and knock down the three. But, you know, that just give us room to drop in the lane and create.
Do any of us give – Emmanuel enough credit defensively. A lot of people are focused on your defense, and you get a lot of steals and kind of do the things that people notice. But do the rest of us give Emmanuel's defense enough credit?
I would say it's crazy, but I would say y'all don't, because at practice, he's doing the same thing he's doing in the game. You know, Louisville had one of the best scorers in college basketball today. He shut that down. Last game, he played really, really good D. And, I mean, he's been doing that to help his team out. But, you know, a lot of people don't look at what he brings to this table, to the table for this team. And, you know, he's just doing whatever he can do to help this team get a win.
What sense, Ashton, do you have that this lineup in the second half will carry forward?
It's no telling what that lineup will carry forward to it, but, you know, we got EJ, if Cal would like to sit EJ, then that would be that decision. But either if Nate or EJ is in the game starting, we're going to do what we can do to get the win.
Your thing is obviously being really handsy and deflecting balls and getting steals and things like that. What does Emmanuel do that bothers people defensively? What is his sort of defensive style?
Just been in the right position at all times, and he's talking a lot. You know, nobody really pays attention to that, but he's one of the main ones on the court talking. You know, if it's a breakdown, he's there. You know, he's watching film on defense. He's always moving his feet on defense, always bouncing. And, you know, he's just getting better as it goes.
How much defense can you play with your mouth? You know what I mean? Like, just by the calling out the right.
The whole game, you know, the coaches preach to us, you know, just keep talking, keep on talking. Even though, you know, sometimes we don't do it all the time because we get tired. But, you know, talking on defense can help us a lot.
How are you physically?
Physically?
Yeah, I mean, you know.
I'm good. You know, I'm just trying to stay on the course, to stay getting treatment with Jeff, Cam, you know, so they can keep helping me. But I'm getting better as it goes.
I couldn't tell what the injury was. It looked like you just were getting down in a defensive stance.
Yeah,
did you hurt yourself?
I was just trying to get out there and guard my man. I just felt it. But other than that, that's all I remember.
And what Kyra Lewis may be the guy.
That's my matchup.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, what do you think of that? What challenge does he bring?
You know, I've always been playing Kyra. You know, he's going to go out there and fight and compete. You know, he's a real fast guard, real smart guard, can shoot the ball very well and finish at the lane very well.
How long have you been playing against him?
8th grade summer, I still remember. But it's been a minute. You know, he's always been like that, though. Always been real good, always been real fast. And, you know, he's just a great point guard.
Do you get tired of that at all? You know what I mean? Having a key defensive assignment game after game. Usually it's one of the other team's better players.
Right. This year it hasn't been as bad.
Really?
Because, you know, we got guards that can really guard. But, you know, it's just if that's what I got to do, then I'm here to do that.
What was the environment like at Georgia?
Oh, a home environment. You know, it was exciting. It felt like last year. You know, a great environment. And like I said, I mean, I was just happy to go out there and play in front of my family and, you know, get the win.
You also played in front of some other people that a lot of people know. There's some celebrities around. Did you see them? What were your thoughts on them?
Oh, yeah. I was actually guarding, I think I was in the corner. I'm looking, I just see Trey and Quavo. I'm like, dang, that's real cool. But, you know, I was just trying to stay locked in and just, you know, try to come out with a good one.
And then I think the Georgia coach was there too. Yeah. I mean,
you talking about Kirby?
Yeah, Kirby.
Yeah. Actually, when I was walking out after the game, I was walking into the locker room and he called my name and, you know, I went and shook his hand. You know, always got to show respect to us.
How much do you get up when it's playing against the matchup or Georgia Tech?
You know, it's hometown. So, you know, I just treat that like if I'm playing in Atlanta, I'm locked in. I got to play that game no matter what. You know, it's at home in front of all my family. They can make it there if they haven't seen me play. So it's just like it's a game to wait on.
And it's, you got them again, right, in a week and a half or something.
Here actually. So, you know, same type of feelings. You know, just got to go out there and stay locked in and try to get the win.
Guys, I got about 5 minutes. I'm running late, so go ahead.
Coach, that lineup in the second half, obviously, at Georgia played really well. What factors do you weigh to decide whether to stick with that or want to go?
Doesn't matter who you start, it's who finishes the game. So probably, you know, as we go through game plans and people are nicked up, and we'll see. But I'm not as worried about who starts as maybe the clutter out there. I'm more worried about, okay, who am I finishing with? And I like that team, but, you know, EJ may step up and be the monster we want him to be, and all of a sudden then he plays more. Or Keon at four, because this is a small team. Or Khalil at four, for that matter. So we'll have to see.
Cal Elizabeth said on Basketball Bennies, we get the counting stats, we go, this guy has a lot of steals, this guy has a lot of blocks, that means these are the good defenders. Do we underrate Emmanuel?
Oh yeah, he's really bothering people and making it difficult. That's what a good defender does. Another guy looks like all this and stands in front of the guy, and the guy feels nothing by him being guarded. Emmanuel occupies the guy's eyes. You got to worry about where Emmanuel is. Obviously, we know where Ashton is, and Tyrese is a pretty good defender. The people that evaluate, they loved that he had 8 assists, 7 rebounds, and 4 blocks. They said that's a winner. That's how you win basketball games. And that's who everybody wants on their team. You know, that's a Jamal Murray number. And, you know, he did well. But Ashton came out, went home, got a little excited, took a few too many jump shots. But at the end of the day, the kid has a will to win that drags the rest of us. Kind of like Bowden did. He is that. He's Lynn Bowden for us.
Alabama obviously plays really fast.
May be able to throw the ball better. I don't know that.
Alabama obviously plays fast. Do you run with them or do you try to slow them down?
No, we are who we are. You guys know that if we play a team that wants to play in the 50s, we'll do that. And if we play a fast team, we'll try to score 100. So it's, you know, we'll see how the game goes. The difference is, they run to shoot threes. They're not running for layups. They're not running for post-ups.
Even if they
throw ahead and drive, they're driving to find somebody for a three. So it's a little different in how the game goes. And they've done a great job. I mean, I watched Florida. They should have never lost that game, and they know it. They had Penn State. Penn State led them for 2 minutes on the road. So when you start looking at record, you can't look at record when you start talking. The games they lost early, they weren't ready to play this style yet. They hadn't bought in. Now they have. And they're this will be a really hard game for us to win. I don't care if it's at home, on the road, you know, on I-95. This is a hard one to play. And it'll be a hard game for us to win.
John, what do you think of the matchup, Ashton and Kyra
Lewis? Good for both of them. I mean, Kyra's playing well. Playing fast, he's shooting balls and plays 38 minutes a game. So he's good. Petty's good. I mean, they're good. They got guys that were twos and threes that are now fours and fives. They were twos and threes, and now they're fours and fives, which means your four and five better be able to play. You got hands down. They're shooting. They're taking threes. Like when you watch him, because I'm not watching a whole lot of college games because I got those Alaska shows I got to catch. So, but when I watched this tape, I was stunned at how they're really spacing this court and how and what they're doing. Got one more question, guys.
Coach, how old do you know Nate Oates? And do they do anything similar to the Buffalo team from a few years ago?
They're different. I'll tell you what he's doing. He's doing a lot of the dribble drive stuff, but he's doing some of it from five out. They're trying to get you in rotations, and on those rotations, they're shooting it or running downhill. They're spacing like the dribble drive. And with the team he has, he's coaching them the way that team needs to play. So The Buffalo team did some post-up stuff. This team will, but it's not their game is they're going to shoot 35 threes. If they make 16, 16, 15, 18, move on to the next game. It's hard. That's a lot for us to. And again, we got to make six or seven. You got to make six or seven because they're going to hook seven in. Thanks, guys.
UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.